This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
8:31, going to take a look at one of the programs at Umpqua Community College, and that is the truck driving program. Robin Van Winkle is the Dean of Community Education and Partnerships, and Brenda Butterfield, Driving Coordinator. Ladies, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having us, Kyle.
So let's start out with you, Robin. Talk about kind of this recent development of getting some grant scholarships.
Absolutely. UCC is really fortunate that we were able to get both county and state funds as part of the American Rescue Plan dollars. So Douglas County was able to allocate $100,000 towards truck scholarships. And then directly from the state, we received another $200,000 in scholarships. And this is going to allow us to train 150 truck drivers in the next 2.25 years.
So Brenda, tell us more about the kind of the program overall.
So the CDL program overall is it's designed to help students learn not just how to drive a truck, but the aspects when it comes to earning the CDL Class A. What exactly do you want to know?
I mean, there's a lot of, when people look at that, it's one of those industries right now where it seems like there's a high demand and a lot of jobs out there.
Oh, yes. It is a very high demand profession right now. We rotate out about 9 students every class. We partnership with a couple of different companies out and about who say that they hire anywhere between 80,000 to 100 students that roll out.
Wow. And how long have you been involved with doing this?
Since November 29th.
Well, so you're brand new at this.
I am very new at this, yes. But it's been an interesting training experience. I'm learning a lot when it comes to the CDL program. And I work with the students to, you know, help them with the flow of getting in what they need in order to complete our course.
So, Robin, why does the college think this is an important program?
We know that truck driving is a great way. It's a short-term program in a very short amount of time, 4 weeks or less. Somebody can go through that program, earn their CDL in a high-wage, high-demand. I mean, that's the bullet. That's what we're looking for, profession. And so entry-level truck drivers can earn any upwards of $45,000 or more a year. Depending on the year, we check about 3 to 6 months after completion, and we have placement rates near 90%.
And I know the industry is looking at like over 1 million new drivers that'll be needed in the next 4 or 5 years. And you couple that with the fact that 80% of freight moves by truck, that is kind of a big deal.
It is a big deal. And one of the things that the employment department tells us is even pre-COVID, demand was high, and that upwards of almost 96% of positions are hard to fill. So the demand is here. And then with the pandemic, with the surges in demand, with the supply chain issues, it's just made the need for truck drivers more acute.
So, Brenda, for somebody who's thinking about doing something different, why do you think truck driving is something they should take a look at?
Well, if they've never done a CDL program before, it's an interesting experience. There's high interest in it. It benefits for many different reasons. One of the partnerships who came in and talked to us said that, you know, it gets new drivers the experience of being out on the road. You can do long haul, local haul, and then there's just a variety of different companies that you can work with and everything. And it's just we get raved about being one of the best schools out there, and we don't want to lose that. So for students to come in and do the program, it's just an all out new fun experience for them.
And I know there's a lot of options out there. There's some people I've talked to that are drivers that, you know, they'll drive a local or a regional route for a long time, and then based on changes in their life or whatever, they'll start doing cross country. Some people like that. Some people, it's a little tricky, but it's pretty fascinating. There's one guy that I see posts from periodically who is based here locally, and the question is every weekend is exactly which state is he in. I mean, so you're getting to earn a living and in that case really see the country at the same time.
Absolutely. It's interesting, Kyle. It used to be, I would say maybe five more and more years ago, if you were an entry-level driver, one of your only options was to go what we call long haul. So that's, you know, interstate. However, now there are so many more options for either local delivery or what they call short haul. Short haul meaning that you're in the region. You might be within the state where you're, if you're not home every night, you're home almost every night. And that can be good for a lifestyle, especially for a family that has young children, et cetera. However, you see the highest salaries for that long haul. And then there's options of actually contracting with a company where you can own your own truck and really, really generate some good income. If you have a significant other, a spouse, you can team drive, lots of options.
And there are some people that I'm aware of that, like, for instance, run back and forth from here to Portland every day or routes like that, maybe into Northern California. You know, you stay right on the freeway. I'm not going to say it's simple because truck driving is not simple, but it can be a regular, regular schedule, regular routine.
Absolutely. That's what we call short haul. So, and one of the other interesting developments is that the federal government is now looking at, for instance, right now, if you're 21 years or younger, you are prohibited from crossing state lines in a truck or hauling something that crosses state lines. So now that we're in such a high demand, there's actually an apprenticeship program happening now at the federal level to look at, can we let these younger drivers be able to drive across state lines? So that'll be an interesting development to see where that goes.
So Brenda, if somebody wants to find out more and take a look at this, what's the best way to connect with UCC?
You can always call our office. It's 541-440-4668. Or you can call me on my direct line too, which is 541-440-4601. Or you can go to our website, look for community. I'm called.edu, and then it's commercial truck driving. And then we can help you with filling out the online form, and then it gets sent to me, and then I contact students and work with you through the process of how to get into our course.
All right, Brenda Butterfield, Robin Van Winkle from Umpqua Community College, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:38 at News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.